Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dusty and Friends.
What would you rather be, a lion or a panda?
Coach, I'm me. Why would I want to be anything else?
This is Dusty and Friends with Dusty the Fan Man Hera.
I'm not sure you realize how psychologically healthy that actually is.
Dusty and Friends on 1080 The Fan.
All right, our number two of Dusty and Friends. Thank you for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours. No friend today. Our friend is gone. Late cancellation. Of our friend of the day. We're trying to reschedule, and hopefully we will get that all figured out next week. by the way, Eric Peterson from the Grip It and Rip It podcast here with Dirt, he will be joining us tomorrow.
Very nice.
Yeah, talk to a new friend of the 1080 The Fan and Odyssey family.
Excellent.
So we'll have him next week. We have already got lined up. We have Adam Bjornsson from Coin 6. We've got Jeremiah Coughlin, comedian, Portland Pickles fame. And we have also got Luke Anderson, the original Hunt for the Host champion.
Very nice.
Will be joining us next week. And down the road, we have Lamar Hurd, Locked and Loaded, and Jason Quick as well.
Awesome.
So we're not running out of friends.
No. Dusty's got lots of friends.
We may be running out of friends. No, we've got plenty coming up for you and some irons in the fire, too, that I think you guys will all really enjoy. But where we got to start this hour, and if you have any questions, what we'll do, any questions for Rust, myself, about anything, we got some good ones that have already come in, and I will be telling the story of my wedding at some point today, that question has been asked. They've heard bits and pieces, but not the full meal deal of what happened July 14th, 2012.
I've only heard bits and pieces too.
All right. We'll lay it all out there for you then. That was a doozy. We ended up on the news. Actually, if the news story is still online, I might have to have you pull that.
Because
it was a whole thing. and you can hear the audio of it. And Isaac Ropp with a expert journalism performance of the barbecue that was setting the side of my now in-laws garage on fire. Outstanding photojournalism by Isaac Ropp on his BlackBerry at the time. We'll have all those stories, and if you have any questions, send them our way, 503-250-1080. Where we got to start this hour, though, is, look, Mario Cristobal, he has made a bang at the University of Oregon and then now at the University of Miami on the recruiting trail. He transformed the way that the University of Oregon recruits. He transformed, or I guess recaptured the way that the University of Miami recruits. They're back on the bandwagon of top recruiting schools. And that's not a surprise to any Duck fans that are out here, because we all knew how ferocious he was on the recruiting trail. Now, one thing that Mario Cristobal has always done a really good job of is identifying people that will work well. You can question all you want his game management and when he would pull the reins back on his offense. That is fair. That is valid. We saw that during his time in brief time at Oregon. Because that was a that offense we saw last year was a shell of what Joe Moorhead's offenses historically have been. But at the same time, he always hired people that worked well together and for the purpose of what he was trying to do, which was ground and pound, run the ball. His defensive hires were out of this park. He does a very good job of identifying people that will support his program, both ancillary and inside the program as well. From his strength coach and Aaron Feld, and you can say all you want about the antics of Aaron Feld. I know that a lot of Duck fans and non-Duck fans aside would say he got too much screen time and he was trying to be a me guy. Well, there's very few strength and conditioning coaches around this country that, one, got the results that Feld did, and two, that recruits knew, right? And they used that. They used everything. He used everything as a tool and kind of weaponized everything. And Mario Cristobal is doing the exact same thing at Miami, from being one of the very first schools to weaponize collectives. In Miami, remember when it was every player on the roster is going to get $5,000 or whatever it was? Boom, immediately. Cristobal has weaponized NIL. He's a forward thinker in a lot of ways. The way that you recruit collectively and not individually, right? And just the tenaciousness of being on a recruit all the time and committing to it and having every single person on his staff do it. Cristobal does a lot of really good things, and he just did it again today in the hiring of Alonzo Highsmith as the University of Miami football program's general manager.
Sounds weird with having a college team, having a general manager.
Right? It's needed, though, and it's what every program will be doing soon.
And there I guess it makes sense after Lane Kiffin yesterday saying, you know, we're a professional sport now.
It is, and this is where it is going to be needed. And make no mistake about it, I laughed at Herm Edwards when he said, "Oh, we're going to run this program like a NFL franchise," because all of the things that Herm Edwards then followed it up with, we are going to have a director of scouting. Oh, like a recruiting coordinator? He just renamed titles that were already there.
Yeah,
right. He said that he was going to be like the general manager. Oh, you mean like a director of football operations? Because those exist, right? What Cristobal is doing is he brought in Alonzo Highsmith as a general manager for all of the things outside of the game of football, right? Where he's bringing in Highsmith as the GM, Alonzo Highsmith comes as the senior executive advisor to general manager for the Seattle Seahawks. He was John Schneider's right-hand man up in Seattle. And so Highsmith, a University of Miami alum, is now stepping into a role where he is going to be overseeing the name, image, and likeness stuff, the how guys are interacting with collectives, agents. He's going to be the person who handles agents now, because this is something that college football coaches have to deal with, is that players have agents to handle their NIL. They need a middleman for collectives, for agents, for all of the BS that is related to football but completely unrelated to football. That is what a general manager is going to do, and that's what Alonzo Highsmith is doing for the University of Miami and Mario Cristobal. And you're going to start seeing a heck of a lot more of these universities bringing in an exact same position and from the exact same place, from the NFL. Yeah. And there's nothing that anybody should be batting an eye at that you're bringing a guy from the NFL, because guess what? John Schneider does a whole hell of a lot. He deals with agents. He deals with, you know, hey, we've got X, Y, and Z going on, and how does that conflict? And you pass the buck a lot, but you need somebody there at the top to filter everything else down. And only the things that are deemed necessary to go to Mario Cristobal will make it to Mario Cristobal now. So Cristobal can be a college football coach. All of these coaches that are bitching about, oh, this ain't football anymore. Well, guess what? Hire yourself a GM.
Yeah.
Do what Cristobal did so you can do everything that you were doing before in all the NIL business. That can go through somebody else. You meet with that one person and it's one voice that is coming directly to you on all things outside of the X's and O's in the rosters management.
Well, and it's that kind of attitude too that, you know, the coach is bitching about it. That's the kind of attitude that got the NCAA in trouble where they are now, sticking their head in the sand and pretending like it's not going to happen or it's going to go away. And so those coaches, yeah, they're going to get left behind.
Yeah, I think that this is going to be the new trend across college football. And Cristobal went out, and not only did he get a guy from a very stable NFL franchise in the Seahawks with Alonzo Highsmith, he got a guy who was a first-round pick at the University of Miami, mm-hmm, who is a Miami native, and it's kind of all-encompassing for somebody that it's a perfect fit.
And just makes sense.
There's very few, and this is that identification that, I mean, there's plenty that you can criticize and that you can question about Mario Cristobal in a game, the way they manage a game, and how the ends of games happen, right? That, sure, we can have those conversations and you can question all you want. That dude, he is very smart when it comes to hiring people. And there's very few people like, you think of, I don't even know who Oregon would go after to hire a person like that. I don't even know who Oregon State would go after, but they went and they found somebody accomplished and very qualified for it. And to be completely honest, if you're a Seahawks fan, you're looking around and going, we just lost the guy to college.
Yeah.
We lost our assistant GM to college.
Yeah.
There are reports that the franchise is going to be sold soon. They're not moving. And no, I don't think the Blazers are moving.
No, they're not.
Those two things, that will not, the NBA will not let that happen.
Right.
The NFL does not want the Seahawks to move, and they will not move. As long as there's passionate fan bases and stability in a market, I don't think we see teams move because of the reputation and damage that it has done before. To the leagues. Baseball is a different story, though. Baseball is a completely different story.
Yeah.
Because they have waning fan bases and they've got owners that have the pocketbooks that are deep enough.
And some teams that are just disasters.
Right.
On and off the field.
But anyways, back to Seattle. John Schneider's right-hand man has gone again.
Mm-hmm.
This is the fourth assistant GM to leave in like the last 5 years. You have Alonzo Highsmith. Last year you had Scott Fitterer goes and he takes the GM job with the Carolina Panthers. And the couple years before that, you had Dan Morgan who left to go to Buffalo, and he's now the assistant GM in Carolina. And then you had the assistant GM in Indianapolis is Ed Dodds, who also left a handful of years ago. And so now you've seen, like, it's not just turnover on the roster with Seattle over the last, you know, 5 or 6 years that has been massive and influential. It's been in that front office too.
Yeah.
And that's something that should be noted, right? It's not just ownership leaving. It's just not your quarterback leaving or, you know, that transition from, you know, the stalwarts on the defensive side, like Bobby Wagner and the Legion of Boom all finally being completely dismantled. There's been a lot of change over in management as well.
Well, and it sounds like some of those too, you know, you get a guy that leaves to take a higher position in another club. You can't fault a guy for that. But what you have to start maybe wondering about is the guy's basically making a lateral move, yeah, and getting out of Seattle and taking the same position somewhere else.
There you go. Yeah. Or going to college.
Yeah.
503-250-1080. That is the fan text line. It's how you can be a part of the show. If you have any questions, fire them off to us at 503-250-1080. We don't have a friend today. We will be back. We have a friend tomorrow. We had a late cancellation. I knew that this was going to happen at some point, and it did. It's hard to find somebody to clear out their schedule and say, hey, I got 2 hours for you right in the middle of my day. I'm thankful for all the people that have made that time for me, to be honest. Let's get to it. We'll have a normal sports show and we'll answer the questions as they come along. We got a good list of them compiling up here. 503-250-1080. Hell hath frozen over, friends. I agree with Stephen A. Smith without reservation, and I think you will too. Dusty and Friends on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Dusty and Friends on 1080 The Fan.
503-250-1080. Send your old texts in. This text says the new model of college recruiting is going to render the recruiting specialist coaches of the world, i.e. Tosh LePoy, more irrelevant. It's becoming much less about recruiting ability of your on-field coaches and more about the marketing and branding ability behind the scenes team. I will agree with that. But at the same time, the recruiting specialist is always going to have a place because the branding and marketing side of it, very important. Very, 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 very important. But this is where the recruiting specialist will always have a place, is that when you have a guy, a coach who recruits really well, he then becomes the intermediary between coordinators and head coaches and the players themselves. Because the truly great recruiters, they build relationships with guys over that recruiting process. And those are the ones that will have more communication with the guys that they recruit. Because you build that, like Tosh LePoy, sure, kind of found that gray area when live gaming became a thing, and he had more access to recruits because he would game and he would be able to talk to them through the headsets, you know, when you're playing like Halo or Madden or whatever. And that was like a loophole that got closed up pretty quickly. But a guy like LePoy, what separated him was not just finding a loophole, it was building a relationship with a player and doing it very quickly. And so when those guys get into your locker room, that coach then becomes their go-to for problems that they may have. If they have intentions of transferring or leaving, those people become very influential. And this is why the LaPoys of the world will always have a big role, especially now more so than ever, is because of the transfer portal. That's the guy who keeps somebody at your school. The guy who recruited them then will continue to recruit your current roster as well. And that's the scary realization. So I don't disagree with the texter from the point of they get to, it is about branding, marketing, you know, the salesmanship of your university and what we can do for you in the NIL world. That is true. And that is changing the game. But those guys that, you know, as top recruiters around the country, they will continue to hold a massive place on football coaching staffs. Very, very, very important to building a championship caliber team and keeping a roster together is having a master recruiter, because you do still have to sell the football side of it. Like, as much as we think of recruiting as just money, 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 because that's all we hear, that is for such a small portion of recruits. And we have to remember that of your 11 guys that are on the field, and A&M may be, you know, an anomaly in this, in Alabama, in Georgia, maybe an anomaly in this, right? Your perennially top recruiters. But most of those guys, they're not going to be the guys catching a bag before they even get on campus. That's reality. I mean, it's 2% of players that are probably going to be really cashing in on these NIL deals that are such a massive problem across college football. It's a reason why it's a massive problem is because the most dominant program in the country is Alabama, and they're complaining about it. And then the team with the number one recruiting class has Jimbo Fisher, and he's complaining about it. And you have new teams that are coming into the game that have always been dirty. Tennessee with McDonald's bags, running around with McDonald's bags, got Jeremy Pruitt fired. You know, they've always had bag men around. Now they're doing it on the up and up. Ole Miss with Lane Kiffin. That's why I love Lane Kiffin. We talked about him yesterday. At least he's being honest about it. Like, Ole Miss has always been dirty. You ever read the book The Meat Market by Bruce Feldman about when Ed Orgeron was there? You ever heard of the article Bagmen by Stephen Godfrey at SB Nation? He went around and just talked about the bagman culture of the SEC. And it's schools like Ole Miss. It's schools like Tennessee. It's schools like Miami. And guess what? Now that the bagman is legal, who's back? Who's back recruiting well, baby? It's Miami. It's Ole Miss. It's Tennessee. Let's go. Right? That's not a surprise. It shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. But it's, you sit there and you look at it and people get upset about it, including the schools that quote unquote do it the right way, which means don't get caught.
Well, now it's all the right way, isn't it?
Right. And that's the world we live in.
Yep.
Because it's always been happening. And now it's just it's a little bit more money and the kids get to acknowledge it and it'll actually change their lives, right? It'll actually change the lives and those around them because it's a $1 billion industry. And that industry is changing. It's changing dramatically. And I understand why people don't like the changes of college football, but it's long overdue. And the reason why it's so out of control is because the NCAA is gutless, spineless, and always has been. That's why they crush a program like USC, and they do absolutely nothing to North Carolina or Miami. You know, because USC stood up to them and was defiant against them. And North Carolina said, yeah, we made up a major.
Yeah.
And the NCAA goes, well, that's out of our purview. That's more of an accreditation issue. What? There was literally a man in prison for a Ponzi scheme saying, I paid Miami players and I have pictures. And they said, yeah, we can't really prove it. What?
pictures?
pictures on yachts. Well,
we all say pictures, it didn't happen. Anything.
That doesn't prove anything happened. It's like he's sitting there telling, like, I bought him the jewelry that he's wearing right now, right? Like, that Nevin Shapiro guy was a bad human.
Yes.
He was. But when people were like, where did all your money go? He's like, well, I partied a lot. And often with Miami football players. All right. Nope, not going to do anything about that. But you know what? UMass tennis, your conference titles, they're stripped from the record books because two of your tennis players got free long distance calls in their dorm room. That is a thing.
Man.
That happened.
Yikes.
So, yeah. Long live the NCAA. All right, hey, we got to get back to this Stephen A. Smith thing. I agree with him. You will too. That's after Rust with SportsCenter.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dusty and Friends on 1080 The Fan.
Wholeheartedly, I stand by Stephen A. Smith. It might be the first time in my life, without a doubt, unequivocally, I am on Stephen A.'s side. I think the hot takes, I can't stand them, if we're being quite honest.
I don't think you're alone in that sentiment, sir.
But I appreciate Stephen A. because the man just goes all out.
Well, we got to have somebody to hate in the media, right?
Yep, I guess. I guess. Do we need somebody to hate, though?
No, I guess not.
All right, yeah. And I don't think I hate Stephen A. I just roll my eyes a lot, and I'm done rolling my eyes. But last night, I agreed because we heard on ESPN's NBA Countdown with Wilbon, Jalen Rose, Stephen A. Jalen said something absolutely absurd. I think Malik Andrews, too. Jalen said something absolutely absurd.
I need to fall on the sword because I'm the lone person that voted Kyrie over in third team All-NBA.
What?
Yeah, I'm the lone person to do that. Now, I get mesmerized by his talent. But it was a mistake to put him on third team. And I'm glad that didn't cost Trae Young his spot, who deserved it more. So I'm going to own that. As it
What? That is Stephen A.'s response. I said the exact same thing at the same time when I first watched it. I said, what? And I went, uh-oh. Stephen and I had the exact same response.
I am flabbergasted and flummoxed.
I couldn't believe it. Jalen Rose deserves to get his vote stripped for Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving played in 29 games. What are you thinking? In what world this year did Kyrie Irving come close to deserving third team NBA? Like, Damian Lillard played just as many games as Kyrie Irving did.
Yeah.
just as many games as Kyrie.
Yeah. They were just all in the first half of the season, so, you know, you forget about it.
Yep. To the detriment of his team. To the detriment of his team, he was missing games, right?
Yes. On purpose. Or not, yeah, on purpose.
It was on purpose.
On purpose.
Yeah. Okay. To make a point and to prove a point, which is idiocy. But I digress. Then Stephen A. didn't just end it with what? And here's where we all can agree.
I want you to explain what in God's name made you think at any point that Kyrie Irving, who played 29 games this year,
yes,
missed 53 games.
Okay.
Yes.
How in God's name is he a third team or NBA on any day, any hour, any minute of this season?
Yes.
How?
First off, I don't think you heard the part about I said that was a mistake.
I know.
That was a bad decision.
I asked how you make the bad decision.
Let me tell you how I made that. Because in my mind, this was a unique season, Greeny. And based on that unique season, when Kyrie Irving decided to play for whatever reason, he was as dominant as any player in the league. And he was one of the top 15 performers when he was in uniform.
Let me stop right there. I got him, y'all. See, Jalen, you're not getting away with this. And let me tell you why you're not getting away with it. First of all, nobody's ever questioned the greatness of Kyrie Irving as a talent. We know he's box office. He's that spectacular. Not only me, you were on the record stating his lack of availability, his unwillingness to take one for the team, to get vaccinated, to be held out because of the New York mandate, disqualified him from everything. And then behind our back, like a thief in the night, you slid in his vote for him.
Hey,
for him. He don't even get to be all of NBA G League after the way he disappeared for the whole damn season.
That's fair.
You
that's
got
fair.
To be crazy.
That's fair. That's fair. I own it.
He doesn't even need to be all NBA G League.
And for the record, those laughs and cackles are completely in that clip. That was not us. That's on the set.
I love all of it. And you know what I do appreciate, though? I appreciate Jalen just saying, yeah, I own it.
Yeah.
I screwed that one up.
Yep.
Because he could have just been like, yeah, who's that idiot? But he fell on it. It was a bad vote. I still think you should get your vote stripped from you. And this is the problem, too, right? Joel Embiid, right? Joel Embiid had this earlier this year. Only the people that have played the game should be allowed to vote for MVP, right? Jalen Rose played the game.
Played the game.
At a very high level.
Yes.
Jalen Rose played the game for a very long time. Jalen Rose knows more about basketball than I will ever know. Jalen Rose voted Kyrie Irving third team all NBA. Yeah. See, and that is the problem.
Yeah, those guys, they get smitten too.
Yeah. And I'm sure that part of that has to do with the fact that Jalen Rose, when he was in high school, when he was a part of the Fab Five and during his NBA years, well, especially during his Fab Five years, he was at the center of a lot of criticism he felt was unfair. And he probably has sympathy for Kyrie Irving in that there were a lot of personal attacks outside of Kyrie's vaccination status that were taken at him, right? And was deemed fair play. Okay. And I bet there's an element of Jalen Rose that was like, you know what? I'm going to stick up for him because I was unfairly attacked in the Fab Five at Michigan. You want to talk about unfairly attacked?
Yeah, they took a lot of flack.
They absolutely did.
Yes.
And so I bet there's an element of that where he feels for Kyrie Irving, and that's why he got a third team vote, even though that dude didn't deserve any votes this year.
No.
And that's not because he missed all of those 53 games, right? Because he wasn't vaccinated. No, is when he was on the floor too, he was not deserving of third team all NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the reality, is that, you know, it's not just you missed all these games and you had this ridiculous comment about how you were gelling so well in March. And then in April, your excuse is we haven't had time to gel.
Yeah.
Why do you think you haven't had time to gel, Kyrie? You weren't there.
Yeah.
Right? You can't you cannot have it both ways, man. And so that I think is, it's an interesting one, but I found myself, I'm all on board with Stephen A. Smith now. However, I will not be forever. And I think this morning when he and Pat Bev were on Get Up, and I think at that point I was like, I have to turn the television off for a minute. Patrick Beverly and Stephen A. Smith duking it out.
That's just too much.
It is too much. It is way too much. All right. Coming up next, the Blazers. They might have been a wreck on the floor, but they were one of the leaders in all sports around the world in one thing. I don't think I agree. Dusty and Friends on the Fan.
Dusty and Friends on 1080 The Fan.
All right, the Portland Trail Blazers dreadful on the basketball court, as we know. Well documented throughout the course of the last, year. Ever since, hey, by the way, we are coming up real strong on a lot of milestones for Rip City that are not very happy. Neil Blamenteri, we'll have all summer long the various stages of botching the hiring process of Chauncey Billups. I can't wait till the memories start popping up on my social media feeds of Neil O'Shea side-eyeing out of a Dasani water bottle during a press conference to make it stop. God, what last year, man.
That's proprietary, Sean.
Yeah, that's right, Sean. But we do have some good news regarding the hometown team. They have been named one of the top 25 most innovative sports franchises in the world.
I was going to say in the NBA, that's not very good.
Yeah, no, that'd be okay. Near the bottom. No, in the world across any sport, according to Sports Innovation Lab. Now, the metrics that they used assign values to categories, including generating revenue from non-traditional sources, a front office that is diverse and has a business intelligence division. Okay. Investing in business accelerators, community outreach, having a companion women's team, and engaging fans so they feel they have ownership in the club. Okay. Now, according to this, European soccer just kicks the American sports franchises in the teeth. That shouldn't be surprising to anybody out there, right? Because one of the great things, and one of the things I'm very jealous of, whether it's in the EPL, La Liga, Bundesliga, is how passionate the fans are and feeling as if they are part of the successes and ownership and what is going on with the team. Like when Super League was announced last year, and it was literally killed within a couple days because their fans were like, absolutely not. No way our team's doing this. Could you imagine? And look, the Fenway Group, which owns Liverpool, right? They were one of the ones that were pushing for it the most. And we're like, no, let's stay the course. The Americans that own those teams were like, no, we're going to do this and, you know, forget the fans. And everybody else is like, no, I don't think you guys understand how it is over here. They do have a part. And so when you're talking about these metrics of, you know, being an innovative sports franchise and you look at it, it should be no surprise that when looking at this, top 25 of most innovative franchises in the world, a lot of them are made up of European soccer teams. Like if you start 1 through 5, it is FC Barcelona of La Liga, followed by Real Madrid. Then you have 2 English Premier League teams in Arsenal and Manchester City. Number 5 is actually the Philadelphia 76ers of the NBA. And if there's one thing that their ownership group has done a hell of a job at, it is engaging the fans of Philly. And that last little piece of their metrics where making the fans feel like they are part of the ownership and a part of the franchise. They do a phenomenal job of that in Philly, and they really have gone above and beyond to like pull themselves out of, you know, what was the process where they were tanking with Sam Hinkie and then the Colangelo mess that they had on their hands immediately after. Think of how dysfunctional the 76ers were. Actually continue to be on the floor because they thought going out and getting James Harden was going to be the great thing to fix their team. I still don't understand why they think that is a good thing. But they are innovative in community outreach and doing a lot of those sorts of things. So they come in as a top American sports franchise. And then you have Manchester United at 6. The Atlanta Braves come in at 7. Then Liverpool and the Dallas Mavericks at 9. And then AC Roma of Serie A of the Italian soccer, they come in at 10th. Notice, we just went through the top 10 most innovative franchises in the world, and only 3 of them are American, right? So our sports are so great. We love them here. They pale in comparison from an innovative standpoint, right? The metrics, remember, it is revenue from non-traditional sources, front office that is diverse and has a business intelligence division, investing in business accelerators, community outreach, having a companion women's team, and engaging in fans that they feel ownership in the club. Now, also, European soccer, like, they have companion women's teams as well, right? So you, like, they have, you know, Real Madrid men and women. They also have, like, basketball as well, right? So that's where they're kind of lapping. The Portland Trailblazers, believe it or not, come in at 25th in all of the world as being an innovative franchise. And one thing that and if you look at the metrics here, the companion women's team, that does not exist here. I mean, we do not have a WNBA team, even though I do think that a WNBA team would do well here. We don't have one. A diverse front office, yes. You've got non-traditional revenues, owning Moda and concerts and everything that kind of runs through Moda. That checks that box big time. Community outreach, the Blazers do a phenomenal job of that in reaching out to the community. I'm not sure about investing in business accelerators, but engaging fans that they feel they have ownership in the club. This is an interesting one, and I feel like Portland used to check that box so well. But I feel as if the last handful of years, this past year, especially with everything that we were talking about and those milestones that you're going to roll your eyes out if you're a Blazer fan, the death of Paul Allen and the uncertainty of the franchise, I think that that is at an all-time low for the Portland Trail Blazers, lower than the Jailblazer era, lower than any other time I can remember. It feels, the fan base does not feel that way right now.
Now, yeah, it definitely feels like that organization has headed a different direction since his death, and it's not trending upward.
I don't think that we have been through, and this is going to take years to pull out of, and I don't know if the people in place are the ones that are going to do it because of the mess that they're still trying to untangle, right? From an ownership standpoint, from, you know, and is Dwayne Hankins going to be the guy who's going to want to re-engage? Because that's the, you know, he's the business side of things now with Chris McGowan out. Is he going to be the guy that truly wants to re-engage the fans and try to get the fans as being back to part of the franchise and feeling that ownership, like your voice means something, like you are that important? Because the sellout streak may have been BS at the end of it. Remember when they held onto that thing for so long?
Yes.
And we knew, I mean, we could look in the stands and be like, that game is not sold out.
Right.
That was a sense of pride for the franchise. And that is probably, that's the second lowest time that I can remember. Is that was a time where the fans were like, no, we are going to prove a point.
Yeah.
Like, we are going to prove a point that you guys aren't doing the right things. And after that, I mean, I thought that the Blazers really did a full pivot to try and re-engage the fan base and get them back to being a part of it. And they did a ridiculous job. Heck, there were thousands of people in Pioneer Square just to celebrate them making the playoffs again. Do you remember that? The Blazers held a rally for the playoffs in Pioneer Square, and thousands of people showed up for it. And I think we're back at the point this past year with all of the uncertainty, you know, top to bottom in the organization, that it really doesn't feel like that anymore. It does not feel like Rip City is nearly as passionate about the hometown team. And this goes with the Blazers. It never really has correlated to wins and losses for Portland's fans to feel that engagement, right? It's more than just being terrible on the court in an on the court product that does that. And so when this list came out, I was like, what? One, I don't even really know what it means. But two, how are the Blazers on this list right now with the current state of the franchise? And I don't know.
Yeah. They've had a hard time picking themselves back up, it seems, since Paul Allen died. And I feel like they held on to Neil Olshey a couple seasons too long.
Yes, they did.
And that was because for a while they were a rudderless ship.
Yeah.
And just those couple of seasons have set them back, you know, exponentially beyond just a couple seasons worth of bad decisions.
You're dang right. But hey, the Blazers, 25th most innovative franchise in the world. You got that going for you.
Which is nice.
All right, coming up next hour, the NFL is testing your fandom. The payoff may be huge. Dusty and Friends on the Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.